This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban have announced a nationwide ceasefire in Afghanistan. It will take effect when the three-day annual Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr begins Thursday, marking the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. The announcement follows a spike in attacks by the Islamist insurgent group against government forces across many Afghan provinces. The Interior Ministry said Monday that shortly before the Taliban ceasefire announcement, at least 11 people were killed when a bomb hit a bus in the southern Zabul province. The ceasefire announcement came a day after multiple blasts outside a girls' school in Kabul killed more than 60 people, mostly students. Fighting broke out again Monday between Israeli security forces and Palestinian worshippers near the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Witnesses say security forces fired tear gas and stun grenades into the mosque. Worshippers threw stones and other projectiles at the Israeli forces. There are reports of dozens of injuries, including at least 50 who were taken to nearby hospitals. Dozens of Palestinians were wounded in violent confrontations with police in Jerusalem from Saturday night into Sunday, when Muslims marked Laylat al-Qadr, the holiest period of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. India's daily COVID statistics are down slightly but remain high, and public health experts say they believe the new cases and deaths are undercounted. There is also growing concern in India about a fungal infection affecting COVID patients and people who have recovered from the disease. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News.